5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So, for on a bench, hour two on a misery Monday, the Natty, under 13 to go. Georgia leads at 13-12, and they have the pill after the tied field goal. So, they kicked off, and now it's 2nd and 5. So, the I just don't think the guy, Bryce Young, to this point, has really done anything except be average, if you ask me. Now, obviously, it's money time, so anything could happen in this game. And I'm talking about, like, Alabama just stopped him on second. It was 2nd and 5, and they got him behind the line of scrimmage on kind of a trick play that didn't work at all because of Alabama's speed reacting to it, right? And this game is as good as it gets in terms of not scoring or anything like that, but just it is championship-level football. It's like two teams at war, trenches, mano a mano. It doesn't matter who you're rooting for. This game is a nail biter, and it's intense, and every play counts. And any mistake at all will cost you this game now. The next mistake, if there is one, will cost the team that makes it. Or, you know, or Georgia will finish this game off and win 13-12. I don't see that, but their defense is good enough to make that happen. Alabama just got to Bennett. He got rid of the ball, but it is, it's going to be 4th down. Now the refs are trying to figure out a way to screw this game up. They're talking. I don't know what they're talking about. He didn't throw it to anybody.
That might be what they're talking about. They might be seeing if it was intentional grounding or in the grass.
Alabama, they're calling it a fumble.
Oh, that's not a fumble. That's terrible.
Now they're going to review it. They're going to review it. So here's the deal. I don't believe that's not a fumble. He threw it. So I don't believe that Bennett has done any better than Young. Bennett is 13 of 22 for 141 yards. And that's going to be reversed, that call, because it's a terrible call. That's the refs going, we don't know what we're doing, so we're just going to call it a fumble. And then Young has actually done way more work, 26 of 42, 290 yards, and a pick. So that's not the worst game I've ever heard of, but I'm not going to sit here and argue with anybody. It's not a bad game. It's just I think he's made some mistakes. The sack, you can't let that happen. When you're at the 5-yard line, you can't let it happen. You got to get rid of the ball. And he thought he was faster than everybody, and it didn't work. And then the pick he threw, that was just a terrible pick. I mean, it was just a bad pass. Bad decision, and I mean, it was 5 yards over his receiver's head and right into the corner. So that's that. And so I, you know, his 290 is better than Bennett's 141, but Bennett's leading the game because of that big run they got off, and then they stuffed it in the end zone after the face masking. So they got the lead, but and like I said, it is not money time yet. You know, 10 minutes in is money time. It's time to prove that you're the Heisman winner and that you're going to the NFL and you're going to get a big fat deal like your friend Tua did and like their friend Hurts did. We welcome our radio affiliates. How about the Mightier 1090 now? The Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio San Diego. Welcome and congrats on your new affiliation. I just hope that it makes your smile brighter. You know what I mean? Like whiter and brighter. You could get that with like that, you know, teeth cleaning stuff too, but I'm just saying. But I think it's great that you chose that route, and congratulations. Rock and roll. 1090 just getting bigger by the day, and we're proud of everything they've accomplished and where they're headed. I'm a big fan of Hagen's and, of course, Kaplan and crew. Great station. And I like Bert Grossman, too. I've never really had a chance to check out his show. I do know that I loved him when he was at Pitt. You know what I mean? Like, I always liked the Panthers. I went to a lot of Pitt Panther games growing up in Pittsburgh. And I just remember him playing there. Badass. Badass. So I always got to respect badasses, and he's one of them. So I guarantee his radio show is good because he was just a badass. So if you're a badass, good things happen, right? You know what I mean? So also Sirius XM 159, good to have you with us. Per usual, we own satellite radio. We got our own island on air, channel 159, and everybody's floating their yacht up to it to party naked. Sports Map Radio Network in Houston, Sports Byline USA in San Francisco, and Armed Forces Radio. Hoorah, soldier, hoorah. It's good to have you on the bench tonight with Mafia and I as we're watching the Natty. 11 and a half left. Under review, the ruling on the field a fumble, and it was not a fumble.
Right. How's so, it taking so
it'll
long?
Probably come back as a fumble.
And how are they looking at a guy on the sideline with his foot? Doesn't matter if his foot was in or out. It wasn't a fumble. It was a throw.
Yeah, that was a throw. I got to give you that. It was a throw. It stands, fumble. I told you they'd screw it up. Did I not just say they'll keep it a fumble because that's how bad they are? It was such a bad call that they just, in my view, more than likely handed the national championship to Alabama.
You're listening to Sports Grid, the home of the winning edge, carrying on the fine tradition of sports gaming from all the way back to ancient Rome. But they never had a mobile app. So count your blessings, Sporto. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
So Young just threw a nice touchdown pass at the goal line after being chased out of the pocket. He went to his right and then found Latu, the big tight end, literally standing all alone at the goal line and caught it. Obviously, they're going to go for two. They're up 18-13 Alabama, 10-15 left in the game. And this boils down to Alabama's defense. Because Georgia's going to have to put a drive together to win the game. Or if they get this two-point conversion to tie the game with like a, you know, a touchdown and a field goal. Now, Young's going to try to outrace these dudes, and he can't. Too much speed on the Georgia defense, and their lead is 5. And now, if they score a touchdown, it's game over. So it comes down to the Alabama defense in the remaining 10 minutes of this game. You know, and what are they going to get at best? Two possessions? I mean, honestly, like, because if they get one and don't, let's say they go 40 yards and don't get down there and they got to get rid of the ball, then Alabama's going to work it for 5 minutes and get a couple first downs, and that might be the end of you. Now, you're going to get, what, one or two chances tops drive-wise in this 10 minutes? Because, you know, Alabama, if they know anything, they know that Nick Saban is not going to give you more than two chances with the ball in 10 minutes. And the plan right now with 10 left is to give you one chance. This drive right here is your last chance. Because the plan is for Alabama to get the ball and to run it down your throat. But they can't. They're not running it down their throat. They finally scored a touchdown in this game with 10 minutes left. So Georgia's defense has been everything that it's advertised as. Badass. They're not giving up big plays. They're not giving up anything. It's the first touchdown of the game for Alabama. When is the last time you saw Alabama play a college football game where they scored one touchdown? I mean, honestly, Mafia, they score touchdowns in their sleep. I mean, when they woke up this morning and they went to breakfast, they'd already scored 15 touchdowns, you know, for the day. I mean, because they just score touchdowns and they win. And I've never seen them held to one touchdown. I just don't remember a game where they had one. I mean, ever.
Especially when you have the guy, you know, there's a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, and, you know, you have an offense where they put up over 400 yards in the first game against Georgia through the air, and the last week against Cincinnati, they just ran the ball down their throat over and over and scored a ton of points. Like, they're, you know, they're dynamic. They have, you know, people at every position. I know they're a little banged up, obviously, a receiver after losing their guy early in the game, but, I mean, they still have so much depth at Alabama that you can just, that doesn't change things, and somehow he is just letting them down. And, you know, Scotty, I was thinking about that when you're talking about, you know, if Georgia comes down and scores a touchdown now, they win. But if they do come down and score a touchdown, Alabama still covers, whether you had the 2.5 or the 3.
Oh, wow. That's a great point by you. I got them at 3. 2.5, you're still going to cover.
As long as they don't go for 2.
Ooh. That's brutal, but I really have my druthers whether it's going to come to that. What I think this is going to be like is, you know, overtime, they did it in 2018, 26-23 Alabama. This is going to me, be like last year when they raced on the field after they won the national championship and everybody was so happy. They need to make a stop here. Stop this drive. End this drive without points, and I think they'll find a way to get a couple first downs and win the game. I mean, did they not go down 13-9 and then immediately they went down the field or whatever it was, and then they were down 13-9, then they kicked the field goal, made it 13-12. They scored right after Georgia had the touchdown, the very next drive. Right after they kicked it off, boom, they went down and scored. So they react to their problems. They deal with their problems with reaction. They're like, all right, we just got scored on. We're losing. Not for long. We're gonna get right back in this game immediately on this drive. Boom, and they go do it. They execute. Now, I won't deny, and the other thing you talked about, the receivers, the thin at receiver. Okay, they're about as thin as that Latu catching that touchdown pass, because I'll be honest with you, I never heard of him, and I'll never forget the Steelers Gentry. They put him out there, this big tight end. He never plays, and then he played in like two games, the home games with the Titans and the Ravens, and he had a bunch of catches, like, you know, 3 or 4 each game. And I was like, at one point I yelled during the game, I yelled in my season ticket seats, I yelled, "Hey, that's a great play there, guy that no one knows your name." And then so the rest of the game, when he'd catch it, I'd be like, "Hey, no one knows your name. Way to go, brother." And then he made a name for himself that day. And then after that, he played the next game against the Titans, and I yelled it out again. People started laughing because, Latu, I never heard of him. And he just caught a touchdown pass, so they lose a receiver. All right, throw it to the tight end then. They're not even worried about him. They're not guarding him, so they threw a touchdown to him. Now they got a pass interference against Alabama, but it's on Bama, but it's different than the NFL.
Yep, only 15 yards.
It's 15 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Right, so that was like a 60-yard pass. They only get 15. So smart to do it in college on a pass like that.
I actually think it was a smart play. Guy's about to roast your onions, so he tackled him. And how about all the Georgia coaches and staff, like, you know, throwing a fit on the sideline, like they weren't going to give him that pass interference penalty. It was so obvious. And, you know, sometimes the idiot refs get it right. Unlike that fumble, which wasn't a fumble. I don't know. He bobbled that ball and caught it, and it's right at the first down line. So to get a first down, they got a drive going here with 9:24 left. The clock stops. Tons of time, but not tons of time for two drives. And they know it. They know that by the time this drive's over, it's going to be like, you know, the quicker the better, because they need time to get it again in case they don't get it here. So if they get it here, they, you know, then they try to stop Bama and win the national championship. If they don't get it here, then they got the stress of having to stop Alabama from getting two first downs, and that'll end the game. Oh, and he got sacked, Bennett. I mean, they are roughing this guy up tonight in the pocket, roughing him up. Sacked for the second time. The first time he got sacked, he got lit the Pharrell up. I don't know if you saw that sack where the guy hit him from behind. He didn't see him coming, and he just picked him up and threw him, body slammed him. The people's elbow threw him right down on the ground. He's like, grr. So, anyway, it's a great game, I think. I mean, what more do you want? People want, you know, 42 to 36 or something. You can have it. The national championship they played in 2018 was a three-point game in overtime. That was a great game. This is a great game. And then here he is going deep again. Touchdown. Oh, my God. He just threw like a 60-yard bomb for a touchdown. And it's a free play. It's going to count. Adonai Mitchell, and this is offside defense. Touchdown counts. Unbelievable. 40-yard TD bomb from Bennett. They just took the lead. And they're going crazy. They're going crazy. They're going crazy. What a play. You got to admit, Mafia, that was a beautiful pass. That was an NFL pass.
That was a gutsy play, too, to stand there. He's got the rush coming in his face. He kind of gets hit as he's throwing, gets everything he has left behind it. Well, it doesn't get hit, but he had to move up in the pocket, launches it up there. I mean, it's good coverage. The cornerback was right there. He puts it perfectly right in the middle. Maybe a little shoving back and forth. Who knows how much separation, but the receiver, great job
there
to get
no
up.
There was no penalty there.
Grab it off the guy's helmet there. Awesome play by Mitchell.
Yeah, there was no penalty. That was great coverage. He was on him like glue. And now they're going for a two-point attempt. And they're going to run it. And that ain't going to work. So now they're down one with 8 minutes left. Such a badass. He just absolutely is a monster in the block.
I just want to feel my burger finger.
You're so money and you don't even know.
All right, for all on the bench, Georgia 19-18 over Alabama, 8 minutes left in the game. So they have the lead, and they're on the cusp of a national championship. They have to stop Alabama, not only from scoring, but scoring anything. If they kick a field goal, they win. And the kid's what, 4 for 4? I don't know, 4 for 5. He missed one. He got one blocked, right? So, and then running against them is just not happening. They just ran and gained 1 yard. You are not running the ball against Georgia. Not at this point of the game. I really don't believe that at all. I did say to you, Mafia, and I want to get your reaction to it, that I believe, you know, whoever wins this game is going to get free sex for 24 hours from ESPN tomorrow. I mean, literally, from the time this game ends tonight, they will talk about it nonstop for 24-hour news cycle. They will literally grease them, I mean, like a car engine. I mean, they are going to, whoever wins titles, you know, and it'll be fun to see them do it with hockey now, ESPN, because they got hockey again. They'll turn the Stanley Cup Final into the greatest sporting event in the history of the world. But the bottom line is, I can't take it. Like, so if, let's say, my team were in it and they lost, like, let's say when the Packers beat the Steelers and Rodgers won his ring, I can't watch 24 hours of free sex for Aaron Rodgers TV. I mean, it's just like they just go on a like, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna talk about this team for 24 hours, and we're not even gonna mention the other team. The losers don't get anything. But except maybe that quick interview with the losing coach in the tunnel for 15 seconds. But the rest of the day is all access for the winning team. And they turn them into, and they're selling their shirts, hats, you name it. They do everything. And it is just, to me, it is beyond torturous, Mafia. I won't even watch ESPN tomorrow. I can't watch them like a French hooker on their knees. Just doling out free sex to whoever wins this game. I mean, they are going to do them like they're painting a house. I mean, they're going to lacquer it up and paint it. I mean, they are, it is 24 hours. And they do it in the NBA. They do it in the NFL. They just never stop. Whoever wins, we're best friends with you. We're gonna talk really good about you all day so that you'll let us do interviews down the road in your locker room or otherwise. I mean, it is like a free commercial for them. By the way, Alabama had to punt the ball away as Bryce Young could do nothing against the Georgia defense. Now, there's 7 minutes left in the game, and Georgia has the ball. So, Mafia, do you think I'm right? I can't take the day after news cycle of, let's say Georgia wins, it'll be all Georgia all day. I can't take it. I won't take it. Won't do it.
Yeah, it is the most annoying thing. You know, you love getting to these games, to these championship games, to these Super Bowls, you know, title games, finals. But then the day after, it was like, you know, you get to a game seven, it's the greatest thing ever. The next day is the worst because whether your team loses or your team isn't even part of it, maybe if you're a winning fan, you enjoy it. But I get sick of it. You know, how many times do you see the same thing over and over? It's just ridiculous how much they play it. And I know that you have to cover it, but just the way that it becomes the only thing they talk about is nauseating. I know that, okay, there's no college basketball tonight because of the college football game. They put crap games on. Yeah, you have some NBA, some NHL, so there are other games to talk about. You have, you know, Black Monday that happened today. What's going to happen with some of these teams? You might have some other guys let go, you know, by the time things start to kick off tomorrow morning. Still, the only thing they will talk about 90% of the time is this game, which, what, was good for a quarter?
Yeah, well, I mean, I actually think it's been a pretty good game throughout. I just think it was not the type of game that this country wants every great game to be. They want every great game to be, you know, 36-30 or something like that, or, you know, 42-38. They want them all to be crazy and overs and all the rest. The reality, though, is this is a heavyweight fight. This is Frazier Ali. This is, you know, who can take that 15th round punch to the jaw? The bottom line is this has been a war of attrition and a heavyweight fight. I think it's been just as good as any other national championship game I've seen that was high scoring. It's just it's a different kind of game with two great teams being involved in a, frankly, a defensive battle and a field goal battle. And both teams have a touchdown. And now it's really come down to Alabama has to get the ball back and Bryce Young has to do something with it. I mean, other than like, I thought that drive right there, the passes he threw in that drive were terrible. I mean, they were terrible. And the one he threw in the end zone to the, you know, guy wide open for a touchdown, he missed him by 7 yards. That was terrible too. So the numbers lie. It's going to say he had this big game, 300 plus yards, all the rest. And the reality is it was ugly. It was kind of an ugly 300 plus, even if, you know, if he's there yet. I know he's, I told you he's around it because he was at 290 when I gave you his numbers. And then they're still talking about that Bennett fumble. I don't think that was a fumble. I thought it was I thought he threw the ball. It's just that simple. He released the ball. He threw the ball. He's got 209, or Bennett and, excuse me, Young has 293. So he was at 290 when we talked about it before. He's got 3 yards since. He's not doing anything with it right now. And I think he's made a few big mistakes in the game throwing it that were the pick and then missing his target in the end zone by 5 yards. Those all come back to haunt you in the end. The last drive, he threw two passes, second and third down. Both of them were bad. They were both bad throws. One wasn't, he overthrew the receiver on the wing, and then the second one he threw into a coverage and it got knocked down at the, you know, basically at the first down marker. So now second and six for Georgia with the ball at their own 41. And I mean, that 6 yards is valuable commodity. If they get the first down, you're talking about Alabama being in big trouble. And there's the first down right there. Now, they may mark him down a half yard short, but I think they'll give him the first down. You know how they walk up to the spot and they're like, "Yeah, yeah, screw it. His knee was down early." But that looked like a first down to me. And now they got a first down, and they got now they just are in big trouble. Although Alabama has three timeouts, but this is it. If you ask me, Mafia, if they don't stop them here with, you know, 6 minutes left, they're not gonna win this game.
Yeah, because Georgia's just gonna melt this clock down. This is a, you know, running team. We saw the stats on Bennett. You know, obviously because of the big touchdown pass, we're gonna say, oh well, you know, Stetson Bennett with the big play to win the game. Most of the game has been them not trusting. It's been short pass, it's been rushing. So they're just going to run the ball. That's their identity. Pound, pound, pound with the lead. They're not going to take chances and just start throwing big passes again. They're just going to run that clock as much as they can and then rely on their defense.
Their defense is not allowing anything. I mean, not only for Bama can't run the ball, that's done. And they can't throw the ball because Georgia's secondary is just as good as their front. Their whole defense is complete, and he's not throwing the ball with deadly accuracy like everyone thinks he is, this Heisman-winning, deadly accurate, frankly, pitcher. I don't think the guy is, you know, Cy Young playing football because – you know, I've never considered him a deadly, you know, completion artist type of quarterback. You know what I mean? I just think he's, frankly, he's the quarterback at Alabama, and that gives you an edge right there. Just he's the quarterback at Alabama, and good things happen. I mean, all of them. They all end up in the NFL. They all end up with big contracts. They all end up with a Heisman. And, you know, you go to Alabama, and you win awards, and you go play pro football. That's what that's about. But I don't think he's been that sharp tonight, Mafia. Do you?
No, he definitely hasn't. This isn't the guy that we saw in the first game. This isn't the guy that we see, you know, many times this season. He just doesn't look the same at all. He looks, you know, I don't want to say scared, but he looks completely off. Like, they're getting the backfield. They're getting him off his spot. They're making a move, and it's throwing his game off completely tonight.
I think that the Georgia fans that are dressed in outfits that, you know, look like Bulldog Warriors, they're praying in the stands. They have a group hug prayer going on. And again, I'm just going to say it, not to be a D, but to just question, you know, what's going on in the universe. So what they're saying is that the Georgia fans are actually praying to God for God to control the remaining 5:13 of this game and let Georgia win the national championship. Is akin to me praying on the way to the Pharrell Ballers 18 championship games and God striking me down with 10 losses, including Mavianos losses to the all brother ringer team that beat us by 8-6, 4-2 in the four title games. And then the Russian team that made a half court overtime buzzer beater miracle basket, a miracle basket. And that that also was God getting back at me for my foul mouth and sinful ways. So what I'm seeing now is that the refs just called pass interference on Alabama, another first down, 15 more yards, and now they're in serious field position and in control of this game. And I don't even think it was a bad call, but I think what happened there was is that God did that to that Alabama corner because God is answering the prayers of the Georgia fans because the Alabama fans just haven't been praying tonight.
It's a jungle out there. So many possibilities, prospects, and probabilities. It's easy to become overwhelmed. That's where we come in. Relax. We're your trusted source for expert information on sports gaming strategies and information. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, so Georgia scored again. They hit the tight end out on the flat, and he raced in untouched. Horrible defense by Alabama. They had one guy back, and the guy never got touched. The personal foul was for roughing the passer, a punch to the head of Bennett, and it's 26-18. Now, Alabama has 3.5 minutes to score and get a two-point conversion. They need both to tie the game. I got to be honest, and I always am about my picks. They're documented. I do them on TV. I do them on radio. I do them on ForellOnTheBench.com. I had Alabama in the game. No big deal. I mean this, and I said this to Mafia in a break. I actually am, you know, I don't like either team. So I've never liked either team ever my entire life. I really, frankly, can't stand either one of them. And Georgia is, you know, they haven't won a title since 1980. So it's been so long for them. It's almost like I don't even care about them because since 1980, they haven't won a title. You don't matter that much. I think they matter now. I think these last couple of years they've been right on the doorstep, and now they're 3.5 minutes away from winning a national championship. Now, I think what I'm trying to say here is I'm actually, even though I'm going to lose this bet, it looks like, you never know, they could tie it. But let's say I lose the bet, no problem, because I actually am enjoying watching Alabama lose a national championship game because it rarely, if ever, happens. Right, it is like the most, abnormal thing you ever seen in your life is them losing. They don't lose. So, you know, they lose a game, what, every 2 or 3 years they lose a game? And then they play in the national championship every year, and all they do is win titles. He's won 7 of them, Saban. And then I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of them. I'm sick and tired of them winning. I'm sick and tired of them being on CBS every Saturday. I'm sick and tired of them being in every playoff, every BCS title game. I'm sick and tired of it. So watching them lose, even though I got the bet wrong, no problem. So I get stuff like this all the time, Mafia. Like the other day I got one from a guy. I saw him right. And I see everything, so I'm like, you know, obviously I have to do the social media with you. So I see it, you see it. And guys will be like, you know, hypothetically, your picks suck. You had a terrible day. I don't respond to people, but just so we're clear, God is my witness and Mafia is God. He knows everything documented that I run on my site. So I've had the site for 15 years for fans, and they know that everything's documented. All the picks are there, everything, all the results. There's no lying. There's no hiding. There's none of that. There's no shelter. There's nothing. There's no, there's no BS. So I lose bets, but I get the rare, you're awful, you suck, you're terrible, your picks suck, you suck, your show sucks. And I'm always like, I don't respond to people. But, you know, the other day, just for instance, the other day I went 23-10 in college basketball, 8-2 in the NBA, and 6-2 in the NHL. As I was sleeping with your mother, okay, your mother and I mean, you should see her. You should see her. I mean, you'd be so proud of her. I mean, as I'm not even working, and I'm making money hitting tons of games. All I do is hit tons of games. Last week in the NFL, I hit 71% of the NFL bets. 71%. No one hit hit 71%. It's a rare day that anyone goes into the 70s. You know, guys in Vegas brag when they go, when they get 53%. When they get 53%, there's guys charging thousands for their picks in Vegas, and they can't pick their nose in a traffic jam. But they're making tons of money with their crappy picks. Let me tell you something. For my cheap-ass $35 a month Walmart pick service, which is the greatest thing ever. It's like filling your gas tank once, and then you make so much money off of it, your head spins. You know, I don't have customers that that drop off. I don't have churn. You know why? Because I hit so many G-damn bets. I hit so many bets. I've had perfect nights, 11-0 nights in the NHL. I've had 50 million great days of picks. And then I lose bets, right? So I do bet. I go to the window and I lose money. I lose bets. And you stupid asses think that, what am I over here? What do I got, a key to the city with God, and he's going to make all my picks hit? Every bet right, every spread, every money line, every total, every prop bet, every future. I mean, just stop yourself. If you think that I am supposed to hit every single bet, every single day, every single bet, in every single sport, then I want you to go take a polar plunge and jump in the ocean in the middle of winter. It's going to be sub-zero in New York. You could come to New York. You could see the city, see Midtown Manhattan, 42nd Street, Broadway, the Garden, and then go jump in the Hudson River, and then you'll polar plunge, and you'll freeze to death, hypothermia dead. Because if you think I'm going to hit every single bet every single day, I want you to jump in a river. Mafia, is there anything worse than the guy that wants to, like, tweet me or call me up and critique getting a bet wrong? I get bets wrong every single day.
Everybody does. There's no one that nails them all.
Young, and they're going hizzy. He's going to go hizzy, and they score, and they're going to blow out Alabama. Hizzy, pick six hizzy, like 60, 70 yards. And, I mean, it is over. Bryce Young tonight, in my opinion, no one will say it, but he sucked tonight and in a big way.
Yeah, both his picks were just completely missing the guy. It wasn't a great play by the defensive back at all. It was just him missing the guy by 5 yards. The first one was, what, 7, 10 yards overthrown? This one is 5 yards underthrown? What the hell?
Yeah, he's terrible tonight. I have to change channels now because I will not watch the French porno that's about to happen when they win that game. They're going to – it starts the minute it's over, it turns into the Georgia – Bulldog Football Television Network for 24 hours. ESPN is now being run by Kirby Smart and the Georgia football program. Smart will get a raise. He'll start making $10 million a year. And he brought him a national championship, and he's set for life. And that's that. But I will not be privied to 24 hours straight of Georgia Bulldog football. And just they will show the highlights until you want to literally jump in the Hudson River with the polar plunge with the guy that thinks I'm supposed to hit every single bet. Like, yeah, your picks suck today. My picks never suck. My picks are good even when they suck. Right? They really are. By the way, I did it again yesterday in the NFL. I hit so many bets, make your head spin. So, you know what? You keep writing me or calling me and telling me all this. And just so we're clear, I just want to be clear. I don't care one French lick of what you think about me. I don't care what you think of my picks. I don't care what you think of me. I don't care what you think of my shows, TV, radio, or otherwise. I just do not, just so we're clear, I do not care, and I lose no sleep ever about anybody or anything. Meanwhile, back at the farm, I'm actually a cool dude. I don't mess with anybody. Mavi has been with me 17 years. Do I mess with you?
No, not at all.
It's a very, that is a very delayed answer. I would say that if I were to believe Mafia right now, it would only be 40% of the belief. Or I could ask him again, Mafia, do I F with you? I mean, like on a day-to-day basis, year-to-year basis, do I F with you?
Not at all.
All right, there you go. Have I been your friend, like supported you through thick and thin? Like, I'm not Mr. Best Friend of the World, but I am, like, I've been there to see you. You know, your career has been great. I've seen you get married. I've seen you have kids. I've seen you have more kids. I've been there at everything. Wedding, family, picnics. Have I done all that for whatever reason? Have I done all that? I must be a D if I'm still doing all that. Like, are you surprised that I've done all that with you because I'm such a D?
You've done all that and more. And while, yes, you can be a D in some ways, for the most part, you are a cool dude, like you say.
I am a D. The other day, I shoveled my driveway. You know the story. Shoveled my driveway because the snowblower wouldn't start. Then I got tuned up for $400, and I never turned it on, and then it never turned on. So I shoveled this enormous driveway, and then all the cars, I took all the snow off of them, and then I did the walkway and everything else. And then the very last thing I did was try one more time to start the snowblower, and it turned on. And after I broke my back, then today 34C told me, as usual, the famous line, which I've heard 500 million times, is, quote, "You do nothing," end quote. I do nothing. So, like, I won't even begin to describe the nothing that I do, all the things that I do, which are nothing. But there's nothing worse to me than hearing, "You do nothing," ever, as I'm out there with wet, heavy snow for 2 hours and throwing my bag out, everything, shoulders. You know, the weirdest thing about shoveling, you don't realize how little you use all those muscles until you shovel, a driveway that's 100 yards, 200 yards long. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. You think you're a badass, and you work out, you lift, you swim, you play basketball, you're in great shape for an old guy. I shoveled my driveway whenever that snowstorm was Friday. Saturday and Sunday, I was literally crippled. I mean, crippled. I had atrophy. I could barely walk. My back was out, my shoulders. It was though I was beaten with a pipe. That someone had kidnapped me, duct taped me to a chair, and beat me with a pipe, a lead pipe, for literally 24 hours of beating. Like in a movie. And so then I heard today, "I do nothing." And I don't even respond. I don't even answer anymore. I'm like, yeah, I forget I do nothing. You know, that 650,000 pounds of dog cable I pick up every week, and the 600,000 miles I walk that stupid dog and feed it. But I remember, I always got to remember I do nothing. It's crucial. As you know, Mafia, you've been over here. You've always had to come help me do everything because I do nothing. Because when I have something I need done, I call you because I can't do anything because I do nothing.
And that's a waste.
My job is a joke because I'm good at it. That's what I've heard. That job is easy, doing all them shows you do, because all you do is watch sports and it comes easy to you. Well, then, I mean, that just proves to me now that I do absolutely nothing. I mean, I do nothing. And I'm good at it. In fact, I think I'm in power rankings top five. I'm top five nationally. Oh, by the way, I did your boy Danny Bernstein's hockey podcast, the Kings podcast, whatever they call it. Very, very cool. I'll get the name of it in the break. But I did the show on Saturday, and it was in one show. I was on for, 25 minutes? It was ranked sixth in the nation of all podcasts Saturday, number six. I was on for 25 minutes, number six in the entire, there's 50 million podcasts. We're number six. You lose.
Guys, my buddy's a fan of yours in Vancouver, Canada, so he hears you crystal clear. I thought I'd let you know that.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call.
All right, so I guess there's 18 seconds. Now it's over. 33-18, Georgia wins it, so they were favored and four. They got even with their dreaded nemesis, Alabama, who owns them. They beat them seven straight times, I believe. Something like that. And they finally figured it out. They did a great job, Kirby Smart, in preparing for this game, obviously off of a blowout SEC championship game loss in Atlanta, because, I mean, they shut down everything Alabama wanted to do in this game. And in particular, Bryce Young, the Heisman winner, with a real puke game. He did nothing. I'm not buying his, you know, whatever, 293, whatever it was. I'm done chasing that number, too. Like, I don't care how many yards he threw for. Bennett ended up throwing two TDs. Young had one, two picks. He threw for 369. Congratulations with your phony numbers, because I thought he played a terrible game. The other thing is, the podcast was Kings of the Podcast with Bernstein and Hoven in L.A. Very cool show. Did it Saturday. Finished number six nationally in podcast. That's pretty cool. And then my condolences big time to our buddy Brian Blessing, who passed away over the weekend in Vegas. Great guy. Seriously, I did a show many times. He did my show many times. Great guy, a cool dude, a better, love sports, love betting, love doing radio, had a long storied career doing radio. We were great to have him on this network. Great idea, great concept, great show, great guy. I think, you know, I don't know much about it. I guess COVID got him and he passed, and I almost fell over. I'll see you tomorrow at 4 o'clock on Coast to Coast. Good night from New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to get organized this new year with Menards. Update your closet system and add style today with Closet Culture. Choose from two closet finishes and four colors of shelf boards to create a functional yet stylish closet solution that matches your home decor. Check out all our Closet Culture closet kits or view our weekly flyer on Menards.com to see all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.